Blog Talk Radio.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
And away we go.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Nothing
like it. You heard wrong.
Away from it all.
My name is Osayimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
I love to sing out. I love to sing out.
Giddy up.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osayimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
I love to sing out. I love to sing out.
Giddy up.
Shine your shoes and wear a suit. You can comb your hair and look quite cute. You can wear a collar and a tie. One thing you can't hide is when you're crippled inside. You can wear a mask and paint your face. You can call yourself the human race. You can hide your face behind a smile. One thing you can't hide is when you're crippled inside. Well, now you know that a cat has nine lives, babe. Nine lives to itself. But you only got one. Dog's life ain't fun. Church and sing a hymn. Judge me by the
Mine lies to itself. But you only got one. And the dollar sign ain't fun. Mama, take a look outside. You can go to church and sing a glory, hallelujah. Judge me by the color of my skin. Live a lie until you die. One thing you can't hide,
one thing you can't hide,
is when you're crippled inside.
One thing you can't hide,
one thing you can't hide,
is when you're crippled inside. One thing you can't hide is when you're crippled inside. Oh yeah.
And now live from coast to coast, it's the Friday Possum Theme. She quit her job after two shifts. Salute! Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Friday Night Possum. We got a nice crowd tonight, man. A bunch of people on the horn there holding. You were fired. Oh, well. Fuck them if they can't take a joke, man. I always say. That's awesome. I was fired one time as the overnight operator, and it was the last call in the early morning, and this guy was a real bitch. His name was Dr. Freerking. F-R-E-R-K-I-N-G. He's just being a real little cunt, and I hung up, and then I said, under my breath, fuck you, Dr. Freerking. Apparently, the mute doesn't act right away. So, like, before the show, I was coughing my head off. I wonder if Gumby and them heard that. Well, this is all interesting prattle is what it is. Pitter-patter. Something. You're listening to Grenache Network, which consists of our show and then Monday nights we have our other show. And in between, no shows. So stay tuned. Check your local listings and all that good stuff. Because, you know, if you miss an episode, you've missed a lot.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
It's fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.
Is everybody happy?
Ooh, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Hot damn. Hot damn. So you told Mr. Frack
right.
to fuck off, huh? I like it.
Dr. Frurking. For you to say.
Is that the man with two brains? Dr. Huffer.
I don't know. It might have been. It could have been Dr. Harufa forever. I just said, I hung up, hit the button, and I said, fuck you, Dr. Frurking. Just like about that loud. Well, his ears picked that up. I'll tell you what. Hey, speaking of sheds, got my unemployment money, man.
Nice.
I don't care if if the census hires me or not.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I could limp through the rest of the year.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. And if they extend that shit to December 31st. I'm rolling in clover over here, you know?
There you go. You can afford Natty.
Oh, it's the life of Riley. I bought a bottle of scotch. I was so happy.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Fucking money in the bank. Getting a bottle of scotch over here. That's the first bottle of scotch come in this house. Three, 4 months.
All right.
Beauty.
That's
well, that's my shit. So my pal Abe, who has called in, and friend of the show, his son is this super genius weird kid, man. You know, like, he builds stuff and does crazy inventions and nut stuff, and he's working his ass off this summer building shit out of wood. And I'm like, fuck, man, maybe he wants to put a roof on the shed. He's like, I look into it. Let him be over tomorrow. We're gonna talk sheds.
There you go. Why don't you design a roof? A pagoda or something. Make it your own. Design something.
I just need to fucking keep the water out, man. Things leaking like a sieve.
I have no idea what's going on in my shed. Haven't been in there in 3 years.
I got the scotch I bought was the Glenlivet Caribbean Reserve.
Oh, ho, ho, hoity, hoity.
Don't let the hoity-toity title scare you off. It was very affordable. Very affordable.
Okay. So you bought two.
Well, I'll be back for another one. Because I really like this one that's twice the price. It tastes similar, but it's like, well, now you have the best of both worlds.
Out there.
Cheeky cheeks.
Good for you.
I like all those scotches that are aged in rum or sometimes port or wine casks. It's one of the rules of scotch is scotch and Skittle Bowl, dude. You got that right there.
Yeah, Derek knows.
I had a dram with number two son day before yesterday. And, Wednesday. Wednesday, he came over after my gig. Hadn't seen him in 3 months.
There you go.
Went out to lunch, ate on the patio over there at the Greek place. We social distanced and whatnot. And, we had a dram of the new stuff. He bitched, though. He thinks, you know, he's kind of like my tastes are going toward pussy scotch, you know. He's like, next time why don't we have something like, you know, like the Ardbeg or something. Like, holy jeez, man. That's the stuff that cured Maggie C's tooth, man.
How is Maggie C?
I don't know, man. Her circumstances are probably strange, you know. I think she tunes in once in a while.
You think Ted said something offensive to her?
He barked something. Barked a four-letter bark.
I think it has to do with, I don't know, work. Something's going on in her life.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully something nice. Something good.
Oh, yeah. That art bag, Derek. Derek, that art bag will put hair on your fiancés. Or is that your? Are you married? Did they get married? Gumby, help me out here.
No. He's living with a very lovely lady, Sarah.
Yeah, you got a very lovely girl. Okay, fiance or girlfriend or whatever. Significant other. That'll put hair on her chest. At our
there
bank.
You go.
Holy moly. Yeah, that was the joke. Been a long way for that.
And us guys like that.
I dated a girl with had hair around her nipples. It was kind of weird.
Oh, yeah.
Really nice set of boobs, too. You know, it's like...
You can get a kick
like,
out of
that. You know.
Okay.
Think you could get rid of the hair over there? I never said anything. I'm like that. I'm a gentleman.
Yeah, wow.
All right. Okay, it's time to blow something up, for God's sake.
Yeah. Hairy nipples.
Tortured. Hairy nipples, man. Not even more like real hairy. Just like a little bit hairy.
I find a kink in that. Yeah, it's something out of the
pubes
norm.
Pubes around the outside of the areola, to be exact. This is fascinating podcast material. Harry Nipples sounds like the name of a heavy metal band. Punk band, I think. Harry Nipples. That's one of those. Wendy's already seen them. All right, so what are we blowing up over here? Blowing up over here. Oh, okay. Okay. Boob Talk Radio. Ha! Good one, Ope. Ford's got to go pluck his nipples. So in the meantime, let's jump in the Wayback Machine. Follow me. Back to 2014, this date in history.
I want 2 cheeseburgers. I want pickles and ketchup on them. And don't load it up, bunch of bullshit!
No!
You'll say,
fuck!
We got nothing in common.
Damn it!
No common ground to start from.
Holy shit!
And we're falling apart.
Are you shitting me? Pam!
You'll say,
fuck!
Oh,
Larry! No!
Biggie fries and give me some shit to drink.
Girl, you're fine.
All right.
Oh,
that was
getting close
Harry
to being
Nichols.
Over, and I realized I didn't get a beer.
God,
you got a beer.
Oh, so that song's for.
I was, you know, bored out of my skull as usual today. So I was looking up my town, Whitehall, Ohio. Because I'd heard some weird legends of the origin of my town, and I just, you know, I didn't get any of that in the Wikipedia. But the Wikipedia does mention that Tourette's guy is a resident of Whitehall, Ohio. So, you can look it up, man. Right at the bottom of the page.
Really?
Yeah. I shit you not.
Oh, that's great.
Jeez.
They should erect a statue of Tourette's guy.
You know, if they tear down any statues, put one up at Tourette. Maybe downtown, that Columbus statue. It's getting stale. But,
place it with the.
But his name, his real name is Daniel P. Walters.
Okay.
Actor in the Tourette's guy. In quotes.
I'm not sure if I knew his last name or not, but I knew it was Daniel.
I didn't. I didn't. No.
So I probably didn't either. Okay.
He's trying to live that puppy down, man. You could tell.
That's a shame because that's comedy gold, man. Those videos are fucking comedy gold.
Yeah, but it's kind of good that they quit. There was a couple at the end that they were getting a little staged and, you know.
Well, most of them were. Most of them were.
Well,
staged.
Yeah, but I mean.
His son, the way he says his straight lines is horrible.
Yeah, he was believable, but the straight people were pretty bad. Oh, man. Oh, here's the quickest possum theme ever. Check it out, man.
I like it. There you go. Right to the point.
I'm giving that a round of applause.
He deserves it.
What the fuck was that called? Who's the guy? I can't think of the guy. Yeah, well, shut up. It's a show called Dante.
Dante. Okay.
Yeah. He was a private dick, if you know what I mean.
Dante.
Yeah, don't wrinkle his Randy Travis poster. You know, this pandemic and shit. Like I say, man, I might be cooling my heels. I went to the census website, and they said, we're not doing a census. Fuck the census. We're not doing a census. I'm like, what?
Oh.
I don't know. They won't be going door to door, and I don't know if they have to. My God, it's so easy to do online.
Yeah.
It's idiotic if you don't fucking do it.
But they have to get everybody. Yeah, make sure.
Yeah, they want to. But this feels like when I was the Olivier of getting out of school, you know? And my mom was very long-suffering and way too permissive with me. I used to take advantage of her good nature, and I would stay home for weeks at a time.
Whoa.
And make it sick. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'd work it out to a whole week, you know, shit like that.
Oh, crazy. I'd have to do a whole Betty Davis just to get a second fucking day. You get a week? Jesus.
By the fifth day, Betty Davis, you know, she's in the rearview mirror. I did her Tuesday.
And that was, it was Howard Duff.
Howard Duff. There you go.
Created by Blake Edwards. How come I never heard of this?
Yeah, I know. Like, it was just a one season and out.
Yeah.
I was watching one of those YouTube things where they show all the shows from a certain year and whatnot.
Yeah, that's interesting stuff. YouTube
came on, and
I'm
like, well, that's a killer theme. And then it's over in like 12 seconds. I'm like, dude. You fucking ruined a good tune, man. So I had a gig Wednesday, and that went really well. And I was wondering if the kids would be. Yeah, it was just little kids, like preschoolers or kindergarten age, you know, nobody older than that, really. And I thought, I was wondering if they'd be freaked out because of my mask.
Yeah.
Used to it by now.
You got a weird design on it or what?
No, I just had, I had a regulation PPE mask. I'll tell you what, now I realize the difference. I was, the PPE mask is designed to be a mask. My cowboy kerchief is not designed to be a fucking mask, and that's why I end up almost passing out at the grocery store.
Because
there's no...
Okay.
Like, in the real mask, there's vents on there that can let the air go out, the carbon dioxide. Not so in the kerchief, so...
I wear a regular mask, and I can't take it. I feel as though I might be passing out.
I had the regulation mask, and I went 2 hours, and I didn't get loopy or woozy. I got woozy later on, though. Yeah, no, go ahead.
I'm breathing in my own cigar stank, probably, so...
this is going to be my 9th anniversary without a butt this year, man.
Congratulations, man.
It's been fucking years,
nice.
Man.
9 years. Nice.
Sheesh. I still do the occasional nicotine gum, man.
How long were you on with that nicotine gum, man? You went way too long with that.
Yeah, I was pretty chewing a lot of it for a couple of years, but now I'm down like one or two a day, you know, if I think about it. I got a new nickname for our president.
Okay.
Commander, there he is.
All right.
This is the thing with this guy. If he would devote 100% of his fucking energy to containing the virus that's going on in this country, instead of running around doing God knows what, he'd win in a landslide. He'd be guaranteed a re-election. What a dope. The fuck?
He wants to hear praise. He wants to hear people laughing and clapping and cheering everything he says.
What a moron.
That's why he loves these rallies.
Yeah, Secretary State Rex Exxon was right. Fucking moron. But anyway, my new nickname for Uncle Bobo is Generalissimo Sippy Cup. How about that? Generalissimo Sippy Cup. I like it.
I like it. I like it. There you go. Add that to the list of Bobo's names.
Jesus Christ, man. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Be a leader. We've got a fucking crisis. Be a fucking leader. No, I'm going to be a jerk off over here and try to piss people off about black people some more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Get out of here, man.
It's a hoax. You don't need a mask. It's a hoax.
It's a hoax. That's another thing, man. I got one of these right-wing broads on my Facebook. I'm about ready to turn her off, you know, the unfollow button. Because... You're like, I have a right not to wear a mask, freedom and all this bullshit. Jesus God almighty.
It's
honey,
so fucking
you know,
stupid.
You're a...
That clip you sent to the Church of Beer Battered Shrimp is unfucking believable. These people. That's
it's
Florida,
like that,
man. Fucking Florida.
5G and Hillary Clinton and the pedophiles and the whole nine yard, man.
People are dying for wearing the mask. That's what they think.
Yeah, the mask will kill you.
124,000 people dead from this, and they're saying, "Hey, you can die from wearing that mask."
Well, and then Generalissimo Sippy Cup says today, "We're out of the woods. This thing's in the past. We had the biggest fucking new cases in one day, right?
Did he say that? Oh man, it's shooting up now. Yeah,
he's like, hey, we're pretty much, you know." We're good.
He's living in his own little reality, man. It's Boboville. Everything's nice in Boboville.
It's Interesting times we live in. I'll just say that much. Hey, yoy, yoy. But really, you know, how hard would it be? No, instead we get...
Yes.
All right. We're way overdue to say their names.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the one guy just left. I think that was the guy in the other room.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think he was on the other... he just hung up. I'm sorry. I drank too much coffee, man. Like I was
not wrong with that.
Vaccinated with a phonograph needle over here.
I got a mouthful of Cradle. I'm bouncing around.
Well, what? We sat around all day waiting for this to do the show because, like, we're lonely, lonely, lonely old men.
That's it.
Right?
Yep.
Pretty much it.
That's it.
Well, there they are, the possum. There's Chicky Cheeks. Is he out?
Chicky Cheeks.
Oh, well. Pleasure.
Yeah.
Can't wear glasses with the thing. Yeah, I did have to take, even with the real PP, I had to take my glasses off, which is okie doke because I can still draw without my glasses. Thank God.
Oh. Okay.
I can be next. I can do this till I'm almost blind. It's weird.
There you go.
I don't need to look at the. I don't need to see the details so much. As long as there's enough light, I think I can go pretty dark too. All right.
Okay.
Enough of that. For that. One cup a day for Dr. Cake. I had, let's see, two this morning,
uh-huh.
And then three before the show. That was the one step. I think it might have been four. Shit.
I'm down to one pipe. I used to be two pots a day. Now it's just one in the morning.
Oh, back in my championship days, three pots a day.
Chief.
Yeah. Oh! Sucking.
Oh, well, I was
and
working
two packs
was about three.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. Three ooh, pots there you
coffee,
go. That's some serious shit there. There
yeah,
you go.
Man, you get up in the morning and suck down a half pack of butts and a pot of coffee.
Caffeine
oh, yeah.
And nicotine, baby. Caffeine and nicotine.
Living a good life.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, thanks for coming, Chicky Cheek. And there's Derek
Cheeks.
From the Derek and Kay Show.
Derek
and Kay Show. They are on
Talish
Boop Talk Radio as well.
Right.
I think they were on earlier today. I think I saw a thing.
See, I've been missing it. I already caught two, I think. We're going to have to send one of the shows to Grenache so people can figure out how to get it from there.
Alright. What the fuck, man? Where is Ted? What's up, Ted? You wanna bark? Let's say their names.
Okay, there you go. Revved up.
That's a boy. Say Chicky Cheeks. Okay. And then say Derek from Derek and Kay Show.
There you
very
go.
Good. And now, it's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
That's it? Oh, yeah, okay. And it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
He's such a good boy. He's so old.
He's
you know, it was the birthday of, like, the oldest golden retriever at 20 years old today, or this week.
Okay.
They don't live that long, man. Ted's fucking... 12 or 13 already? What are you, Ted? You're old.
Yeah, we're talking human shit, right? Human year, of course, right? Ted, 13? Yep. I can never get that shit right.
13 terrestrial years. He's 13 trips around the sun. Yeah.
All right. There you go. There you go. That's what I say.
Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake. And there's Ford Prefect.
Dr. Cake. Ford Prefect.
Ted says, asked if you knew where your towel was. Well, thanks for coming, Derek. We missed you too, man.
Derek, yes. That's Kate.
Ford doesn't need any stinking masks. I got just the gal for you, man. On my Facebook. I'm still following her at this juncture. But yeah, No kidding. All right. Thanks for coming, Fjord. There's our old pal, Oak, other people's eyes.
Oh,
wait till I say the name and then bark. Other people's eyes. Silly. You're a silly dog. You're a silly dog. Good to have you with us, sir. Okay, hold on. And last but not least, it's the sinister minister of finance and parking himself. Professor R.J. Gumby.
Hi, thank you, sir. Thank you, Ted.
All right, and there you have it, ladies. Yeah. And I think G.T. Trenton was here. I think he's on the line as we speak.
Oh.
There they are, the Possum Lounge!
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Well, all you cats better hide your women and guard them like a goddamn hound. Tell your little lass to watch her little ass. The man they call Backdoor Dan's in town. Well, Backdoor Dan is a whorehouse man with balls that hang like a sack. And all the chicks love a snake like dick. They scream for mercy when he slips in the back. He's a topper, a backdoor stopper. All the women cry when he's around. Backdoor Dan is back in town.
Man, I wish I had a the worst 3 minutes for tonight. Eric here. He always, I just feel like, go out of my way to
but
make it terrible.
You had a good one on Monday. Is at least it's worse than Mondays or anything, you know? Monday was good. What was that? Yeah.
Monday one.
What's my notes here?
I got it. I got it right here. It was, what? Oh, that's this Monday's coming. Making lunch out of nothing at all.
Oh, yeah. Making lunch out of nothing at all. And I couldn't find it. You're going to have to post that on Granite.
Oh.
I couldn't find it.
Okay.
That was good.
Making
that was good.
Out of nothing.
I can know that.
Yeah. Well, this one was suggested by a loyal listener, so there you go. I hate to tell 111111111 that I don't answer 111111111.
Mighty suspicious. Confederate.
I learned my lesson the hard way on that.
Yeah. Hello.
Did you call in, Derek? Do you want to say hello? You may say hello, sir. I don't want that guy.
You
gotta be a
long
time listener to get this fucking humor. Come on, ring, ring, ring. There it is.
Wonder if he's alive.
I don't know, man. Fucking disappeared off the face of the internets.
Uh-huh.
Hey, there we go. Is this, there's Derek from Derek K Show, Lynn Germs. All right.
Awesome. Hey. How you doing? Oh, I miss you guys.
Yeah, miss you, man. I haven't been to the show. Are you still doing the Blog Talk Radio, or is it strictly the YouTube?
Well, you know, we're doing both nowadays because you know, this crazy, you know, pandemic stuff. We're doing a cocktail hour on Fridays. I don't know. Kay seems to like it, so we do it. And we're also doing it on Blog Talk Radio. So we're doing a YouTube stream and also a Blog Talk Radio podcast.
Okay. Well, your YouTube one that you just did 3 hours ago?
Yeah.
I just posted on Grenache. Anyone cares to see that? It's on Grenache. Then from there, you can click the notifications and all that. And
join
in on the fun.
Awesome. God bless you, Gumby. Thank you so much.
There you go.
Really
good
appreciate
times.
It.
And
Kay is a very, very pretty girl.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. YouTube was a good move for you guys.
Oh, you're enjoying the show more now, are you, Gumby?
Oh, of course.
And
we're leaving it at night.
Okay, but we don't have to go into any more details on that. You know, I do want to set the record straight on that. Arbeg, by the way, my CD's there, and we've both sampled that together. And I just want to say, no hairy nipples. I'll just say that.
Not yet.
Bouncy.
Drink enough of it.
Wow. That is possum. That is some high test stuff, I'll tell you.
There you go.
Yeah. As Mr. Science calls that,
the
old wet socks. Old wet socks, he calls it.
Old wet socks.
Can you imagine waxing your nipple, though? Oh.
Waxing your nipple. Oh, my God.
Oh, you got to tear that little nip right off.
Tear that little nip right off. Yeah.
Oh.
Reminds me of that chick with the clothes.
Yeah, we should put up with the hairy nipples. We guys.
We should.
I didn't say nothing about the hairy nipples. I never said anything to her about the hairy nipples, man. You know.
Okay.
Even though it's kind of weird, you know. I was like,
learn to love it. Learn to love it. It's a nipple.
They were really nice boobs, you know.
There you go.
I mean, it was a small price to pay for a really nice set of jugs.
Bouncy.
Oh. When it comes time to child feeding, though, the kids will be spitting out hairballs.
Ooh.
So that's something you got to take into consideration.
That's a very good point, Gumby. Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah. I had no plans for impregnating her. Thank you very much.
Yes, no one ever does.
Although I certainly did try to give the old college try.
That's back when you had the NAS.
Yeah, that's back in the NAS days. That was the fucking days back in the days. Oh, we got the 3 minutes, and one last note from my gig Wednesday, right? The little kids, right?
Yeah.
You're like kindergarten age. The first kid sits down, and he's, we're kind of hitting it off. He goes, "How'd you get so old?" he asked me. "How'd you get so old?" And the teacher goes, "Oh, Johnny, that's not a good..." And I said, "No, no, that's a legitimate question. I never died."
There you go.
Oh, that's...
Come on, man. What's up? What the fuck?
Huh? What's going on over here?
I don't know. Jesus Christ, man. We're going to have to deal with this.
Can you turn it down just a little bit?
I can't.
It's just out of control. Why do I want to go bald?
Ain't that? Are you done? Jeez, what the fuck was that, man?
You know, the funny thing is going to be when that kid gets to tell that story to someone else.
Yeah. There you go. Knowing kids, though, he probably forgot it immediately.
Probably. This thing works.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Okay, there we go. Excellent. On with the show.
Yes, it's time for the 3 minutes.
It's time for 3 minutes. You'll never get back. You can play along at home. Man, I got a bunch of them on here.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
That's a... Ooh, this one here is really bad. I actually have a Yoko, you know.
Make me happy, Commodore. I'm here.
I'm going to go there, man. Fucking Yoko.
It's taking the 3 minutes too far.
Yeah. It,
over the top.
They've been a good audience. They've been a very nice audience tonight. I think they deserve something.
So subject that to Yoko.
Little less Yoko. Ish. We'll have to bring GT on here after the 3 minutes.
Get his all right, good.
Man, unless that's Generalissimo Sippy Cup on the line, in which case.
Could be.
Salute. Alrighty. Well, here we go. 3 minutes. You'll never get back. I think.
This coronavirus, all of this panic is just not warranted. When I've told you that this virus is the common cold, coronaviruses are respiratory cold and flu viruses.
Oh, Rush Limbaugh's dying of the common cold. How is it so, Rush Limbaugh? But you must remember Limbaugh's very weak of mind and heart and soul. Oh, Rush Limbaugh, is it cause of all the falsehoods that you sold? We will give ourselves the gift of forgetting you ever lived shortly after you pass away from the common cold. Of course, he tells us that it's cancer. Because cancer, that's what killed John Wayne. And he's the same, he claims. Cause he takes us all for idiots. His friends an awful piece of shit he is.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Hey, is this GT on the line there?
Yep.
How you doing,
GT,
buddy?
Yes, it is.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No power now for an hour.
Yeah.
Oh. Power in an hour though.
Sorry to hear that, sir.
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, cool. At least you got your gym crack going on there. Great.
Yeah, my cell phone's already down to 70%.
All right. Well, we'll try to make it snappy.
That should last the possum hour. Good to hear you on here, GT.
Occasion.
Yeah.
You know, I know my friends like Cake loves me and Magic P and.
There you go. Send it love, baby.
Okay, we already talked about the oldest golden retriever in the world, 20 years old. It's a female Tennessee dog named August.
Well, you got to take the 20 years times 7.
Well, yeah.
A dog is 7 years per 1 year.
Right.
The cat is
4 years
for 1 year. Yep.
140.
That is old.
That's pretty old.
You know, I just want to say before we get too far along that that 3 minutes is really something. I give it about a 4.2.
Okay. That's
good.
That's fair enough. It's kind of melodic.
It's really,
really
strong. Really bad.
Subject matter made it really kind of bad.
Yeah. Feel good about it.
All right. Sure. Well, you know, there's so many people, they get on the internet and they just want to be dicks. You know, they're trolls or dicks, whatever you want to call them, trolls, dicks. I like dicks.
Dicks is right.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's this site. I guess it's a Facebook page, I think.
Yeah.
Rate My Plate Facebook page, and you stick a. Well, it's GT. This one's for you. They put up their they make the dish for Din Din, right? And then they take a picture of it, and they stick it on this page, right? And then they're open to all these opinions. Well, this one lady had a real man got a lot of negative feedback. She had penne, I think it's penne pasta. Those little round ones, you know, kind of long tubular pasta in chocolate sauce. In chocolate sauce.
Oh no. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
one commented. One commented. Looks like my son had diarrhea and it landed all over your pasta. Enjoy.
Enjoy. Bon appetit.
This qualifies as a poop story. I should have saved it for last.
About 3 years ago, I started posting my food that I've been cooking. And ever since that, everybody's been posting that shit.
Yeah.
You're a trendsetter,
sir. Race.
That's right.
Yeah, I think so.
You're a natural leader, sir.
I bet you had...
Leader of men.
I had people...
Leader of plates
had people
of food.
Beg me. I had them ask me how I make this stuff. And then I have to take pictures of every step by step.
Some days I can't make it through the day without seeing what you had for dinner. I'm just like, it keeps me up all night.
Yeah.
What the fuck did
you
have?
You should make a book. G.T. Trenton cookbook. It
drives me fucking out of my mind.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
here's a guy. Here's a guy who's going to make some interesting food. He bought, he likes, apparently this guy likes, what do you call broccoli over here. So, where is it? They're probably, from Britain. Anyway, sorry about the, I got a little frog in there and it won't come up. Anyway, all over his packs of broccoli were these little green caterpillars. You know?
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he told the company and then he bought some more and there were some more of these. Yeah, more of these green fuckers all over the caterpillar.
Oh,
so he decided, you know, that he would raise them as his very own instead of getting all pissed off about it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There
so
you
he
go.
Named them. He's named them Cedric, Janine, Slim Eric, Brock, Ollie, Croc, and Carlos. And some of them have already become butterflies. So
see that?
He looked after them. He's caterpillar dad.
That's it. Man, that's the way to do it. Turn a negative. Turn a negative.
Yeah.
I like that.
He did it on Twitter there. Cocoons, butterflies.
He too turned into a butterfly, my friend. He too did.
Oh. He's going to enter his house justified, Daddy-O, okay? That's all I know. That is all I know.
Nope. Not wasting his life.
Nope. Man, that was like that the Possum Posse lady. Not to speak about people when they're not here, but she posted this thing where this raccoon like took half her arm off or something, and I'm like, man, she,
holy
you know,
shit.
She's a saint. She just, you know, oh, well, you know, he didn't mean it.
I lost track of those people, man. I got to get them back on my news feed, you know? If you don't...
Like, I'm going to get my gun.
Jesus.
Fucking rodent.
She and Richard's doing a dangerous job.
She's a great person.
Yep.
You like Posse. All right.
Some Posse.
Who they lose? Oh, wow. Facebook is losing advertisers. Pretty cool. They lost Unilever, which is one of the hugest advertisers in the world. And Coca-Cola's not far behind. So I don't know what this means. I hope Facebook goes broke and they have to take it off. Because it's getting... It used to be good, man, for like 3 or 4 weeks
it.
Back in 2009.
I don't hide these people you do. I don't know why.
Oh, great. You can't say nothing on air, man. This guy tagged me like 3 times tonight. I said, okay, I hope you're satisfied, and will you quit tagging me? You know, I'm not going to argue with you, you fucking schmuck. You know? I don't know you. I don't give a fuck about you. You could go get hit by a bus.
I don't
there
care. Get away from me, you piece of shit troll. The fuck? He's fucking Biden guy arguing with me. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. I'll vote for the fucking lame asshole finger fuck Joe. I don't care. I'll vote for him. It's off my fucking back, you prick.
There you go.
All right. All right, well, fuck Facebook, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to say anything anymore. Not going to say a damn word on there. I'm sure you saw this. Oh, this is Hollywood news. Here we go, Hollywood news. The Dixie Chicks changed their name to the Dixies. No, I mean the Chicks.
Oh, the Chicks. There you go.
They're just the Chicks, the Chicks now. Yeah, they're damn lucky the Chicks was still available, you know?
Yeah.
I hope they said they changed their URL and everything, man. They might have taken
some
because
that one chick was right about the fake war we were in. The wrong war we were in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know who the hell their audience is because fucking rednecks hate these women. And it's redneck music. I don't get it.
Yeah. That's in their demographics. Yeah, I don't get it either. They should change it to Pussy Riot. There's already a Pussy Riot.
Yeah,
great.
Okay. There you go.
Or like, or maybe like
the
Pussy
Chicks. Harry Nipple.
Pussy Chicks. Yeah.
I love little pussy.
Yeah, baby. They're cute.
Yeah,
cute.
Baby.
Yeah. In a weird, scary kind of staring face way.
The Chicks.
Right, anyway,
yeah.
Good luck to them. Oh, this is weird motherfucking shit, man. Yeah. What the fuck is this? A Saharan desert cloud is going to hit my state of Ohio this weekend. What?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. What's going on? Dust cloud.
This fucking Saharan desert. It's moved across the ocean. It's hit the southern United States, and it's going to just blow through the... You know, if it wasn't enough going on, I don't know who had a Saharan dust storm in the pool. You know, for crying out loud. What is this shit?
Could be the end of time.
Pandemic, dust storm, who knows?
Yeah, pandemic and
dust storm. Good God.
This guy, Generalissimo Sippy Cup, you know, it's never ending. Never ending. Oh, my fine governor, what did I call him? I gotta look that up. I had a really nasty cartoon about him that I shelved because he's done such a good job in the pandemic. But, he's back to being a dildo. He wants. Guess what he wants in we have Wright Patterson Air Force Base. See? On Dayton, Ohio. So, so he wants to have Space Force in Ohio.
I vote for it too.
But we're gonna get Space Force. I'll pull you that. You know? Can't find where's that? Here it is.
Space
Force. Beauty. Okay.
Everyone,
so Space Force,
that, right?
To
no one was on their knees, right? No one.
No,
took the
don't
knee,
take
right?
a
you're
knee.
All,
to Space
you're
Force.
All stood. Yeah.
Man, they're still going on about that, man. The fucking knee thing. Didn't you see the goddamn riots in the streets? Didn't you see the fucking riots?
They still don't get it.
You can lead a horse to water past the beer nuts.
There you go.
All right. Okay, here's our disgusting story of the week. And if this doesn't make you scream and run and hide, I don't know what will. Oh, man.
places. Cambodia. Cambodia.
Yes.
It's always something weird, you know. You go to Cambodia, you know it's not going to be pretty.
No.
Good news never comes out of Cambodia.
Right, Cambodia.
An elderly man. Oh, man. He was left in agony after a leech entered into his body through his penis and drank a pint of blood from his internal organ. Ouch.
Oh.
Yeah. He went for a dip without any clothes to cool off in a pond where the invertebrate slithered up his wiener.
Oh, jeez. Skinny dip in a Cambodia, for fuck's sake.
Severe pain.
Oh, God.
They said the sharp teeth had wounded his internal organs. Oh. And the removal process was complicated by the fact that the leech was swollen in size after taking in 500 milliliters of blood.
Oh, that's well fed. Oh, Jesus.
Just remember, don't be going into no ponds during the rainy season. If we walk away from tonight's show with one lesson in mind, it's don't go in the ponds in the late in the rainy season, okay?
I'm never taking my pants off at all.
Never nude. Never nude.
Never nude. Never nude.
Never nude.
And then up your front leg.
There you go.
There goes the nude.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Oh,
Grenache.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got that right, mm-hmm. Jack. That was a goodie, man.
That was good.
Serendipity, dude. I love that song, man. I think it's such a hip song. One of George's really early compositions, too.
Is that why you added a Hare Krishna all over the promo? The little George thing?
A little George connection. It also harkens back to the third episode of Friday Night Possum, which I used the Namaste sign.
Okay. There you go.
And then harken back to the original episode by naming the episode The Mighty Scots Pine. See?
Oh, okay.
Remember, that was the original joke, the lark.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The first episode was named The Larch.
The second was The Dung Beetle.
I don't remember. It's been fucking 10 years. Or feeble attempts at humor. Man, you know, if I could do it all over again, I skipped the whole thing. That's been fun, man. This was always a fantasy of mine as a kid to, you know, host a radio show, and this is as close as I could come to in real life, so.
See that?
It's the vanity project.
It doesn't get much better than Black Talk Radio.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, please.
You, me and you both, you know. As I always said, if we were on a radio station, we would be like, you know, sister shows. We'd be together, I think.
Well, I got offered a radio show years ago, and I didn't pursue it. But I Facebook friended that guy, and I don't know if he's ever tuned in, and maybe he has. That's why he hasn't contacted me.
Well,
he wanted me to do like a Sunday night jazz show, because I used to play this kind of shit, the Count Basie and stuff.
Good. Yeah.
Whenever he'd come over to the warehouse, we'd be playing this kind of crap.
Yeah, it's a good one.
He was a cool customer, man. He's front of the radio, still fronts the radio station. We used to print their T-shirts, and he would always come over with a 6-pack of really good beer. You know,
nice.
A good customer. That's a nice customer. That's a guy you want to go out of your way to please. You know, he knew how to do it. He knew how to schmooze. Fucking 6-pack of St. Pauli Girl or something like that. You know, we'd be like, oh, jeez, this guy. All right. Lost my notes, man.
That's how you do business.
Yeah, for sure, man. Sure. Well, that's fucking last week. Whitney Blake as Dolly Parton. That was pretty weird, though, wasn't it? How'd you get so old? Journalist's most sippy cup. And I guess that's it. Oh, yeah, and I just told the president how to get reelected in a landslide. But, you know, he's not going to take my advice.
No.
God, hopefully not. Boy, see, I don't want people to die from the fucking virus either, man. You know?
Yeah, kind of too late for that.
Well, I mean, they could start like doing stuff. Instead of going, it's probably time to cancel that testing shit. You know?
They are doing stuff. They're holding rallies.
Yeah, well, you know, if you don't do any testing, then no one's got it, right?
There you go.
Right, then you don't have any cases. It's totally logical.
It's on record.
Oh, yeah.
But he said that like 5 or 6 times. He's doubling down on that, man. He's going with that. Less testing, less cases. It's just, look. You can't. The math, it's right there. So
unbelievable.
He's not coming up off that, man. The Dunning-Kruger election.
Exactly.
All good.
Prime example, Dunning-Kruger, man.
Tinkerbell. I should do that one up for that guy.
Hey, anything new going on with Derek?
Oh,
anything
well,
to tell
geez.
Us about this?
Well, I appreciate I appreciate you asking. What's
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
well,
what
you know, what has it been? Almost 2 years. We bought a house. We moved up to North Shore here,
nice.
And I feel I no, it's great
oh,
being
yeah.
here. And we love having a house. I've been doing lots of house projects ever since the pandemic. I've just been so busy doing house projects, and I feel bad. I've been missing out on the show because I feel like I used to listen to you guys every week, and I love you guys, and you guys do great things. But yeah, that's what we've been up to. You know,
yeah,
we've been doing
good.
The house thing and spending some time together. And
nice.
Really,
you guys are cute couple, man. All the I love the little square dance and all that stuff you guys do. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Commodore.
Sarah's a sweetheart. Possum loves
Sarah. We were just looking at pictures of you guys, and I was like, these are these people
you gotta
are.
Have
they're
a,
great.
You got to have something in common like that you dig doing together, you know, that kind of
uh-huh.
binds the whatever, you know. Because, I mean, just bumping
yeah.
uglies,
yeah.
that's good. I mean, it's a good thing, but you need
oh,
a little bit more. You need more.
Oh, it's good.
Just bumping the uglies.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah. I'll tell you, it's good. We do miss the dancing, but since there hasn't been much dancing, there's been a lot more drinking,
right.
I'll tell you that.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot more boinking, yeah. Sure.
Oh, that too, yeah. Well, we do what we can,
yeah.
you know.
Keep up your
the Commodore loves that bar.
Oh, thank you. We've been wanting that for a while. We've been looking for one. We bought one used, and we got a good deal on it, and I just jumped on it. You know what? I'm like, we got the time. Let's just freaking do it. I had to move that thing in with another person, and boy, I'm never moving that thing again. It weighs a ton.
You're not going to regret that purchase, man.
Oh,
it's like,
so much.
It's like I got the little lighted bar, and it was like, the guy was like, should I get this, man? Once it turned on, I said, fuck it. I'm not regretting this. But,
oh, nice. I'll have to take a look. I haven't seen a picture of this. It's on your Facebook?
I don't know if I have one on my page. I'll have to take a good one. It's got the Skittle Bowl, the lighted bar, and then the booze cabinet. The
Oh, that's
the
awesome.
Booze.
I was just telling Sarah about the Skittle Bowl.
Okay.
I got a floor-to-ceiling booze cabinet.
So, oh, my gosh.
Each shelf holds a case of booze.
if you don't have a picture, please post one. I'd love to see it.
All right, I'll try to get a good shot.
Get Edwin Hill over too, man. You got to put him at.
I don't know if you can get all of that in one picture, because Edwin Hill's on the other. Edwin Jay's on the other
get
wall.
One of those panoramic.
Yeah.
One of those ones you move around with the mouse.
And Gumby, what about you? Any new like cigars? Anything? Any big news?
Nope, I'm not doing a damn thing. I'm trying to get a cigar shop to hire me. Several of them.
Yeah.
They all want.
I know.
Me, but you know they don't need me. They got the people already. So.
I
got like three or four shops. As soon as someone drops out, I'm in. But, you know.
Okay.
Could
good.
You use a polka?
Good.
Polka might help.
Oh, a polka. It's polka time. Okay.
All right,
yeah.
Let's do it.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Find myself in times of trouble, Mother Zenia comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she's standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom.
speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. 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 Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. 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 Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be.
Trophies, it's on the way.
Oh, gee. I'm looking, it's right here, man. Right there.
Throw that in your picture, too. That's gather up all yourself in the one little section.
I'm the major award in this picture. I got, oh, and then I got my pictures on the wall. I got Phil Harris. Autograph pick for Phil Harris.
Wangabaloo.
Inscribed to me. Larry Storch. One I really got in person was who's the porno star that was in the Ivory Snow Girl? Saw her in person.
Not Kathy.
Marilyn Ivers. Chambers. Marilyn Chambers.
Chambers. Yeah, that's right. I remember.
Oh,
that
she.
Before.
She smelled dirty.
Oh, I'm sure she did. Oh, I gotta get my wood.
You smell purtier than a $20 whore.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, Marilyn
well,
Chambers.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for chiming in, Derek. Always a pleasure.
Oh, sure. Thank you so much. Great to hear you guys. Yeah, you guys are awesome. Love what you do.
Derek Kalish.
Too many. Kind words. Kind words. And special thanks to the strongest man on the internet. I hope your power comes on soon. GTO.
Yep.
Canadian.
Water.
Alrighty. Well, the fur trapper stood there with his arms outstretched across the frozen white wasteland, wondering what he was going to do about his deflected eyes. At that precise moment, he remembered a legend wherein it is written. Whatever it is that they write it on up there. Somebody stop me.
You're going good.
Sidecar.
Energize!
Does anybody here remember Berlin? Remember how she said that we would meet again some sunny day?
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!